The people you know, the experience you trust, the quality you expect, the newspaper you deserve. This local newscast provided by The Telegram.
This is Matt McKee reporting from Total Media Studios in Jackson with your local news. Cattle were featured much of the day Wednesday in the Joe Morgan Memorial Livestock Arena at the Jackson County Fair. In the Dairy Cattle Showmanship Competition, Addison Daly was overall dairy showman, while her brother Brady Daly won overall champion honors in the Dairy Cattle Show. In the Beef Breeding Showmanship category, Kennedy Lambert emerged as overall Beef Breeding Showman and winner. In the Beef Breeding Show, Jenna Johnson was the grand champion for overall breeds, and Tyler Stevens was reserve champion. In the Dairy Market Feeder Showmanship Competition, Kenna Adkins captured the title of overall Dairy Market Feeder Showman. In the Market Beef Feeder Showmanship Competition, Jackson County Fair Queen Presley Sexton was overall Market Beef Feeder Showman. In the Market Steer Showmanship category, Michaela Davidson won the overall Market Steer Showman honors, while Gage Farr was the overall Beef Showman. In the Dairy Steer Show, Gage Farr won Grand Champion, Reserve Champion, and Rate of Gain Awards. Haley Kranitz had Top County Bred Dairy Market Steer, and her sister, Natalie Kranitz, won Runner-Up Top County Bred Award. In the Market Steer Competition, Michaela Davidson won Grand Champion and also had the Top County Bred Steer, while Gage Farr was Reserve Champion. Tyler Stevens had the Runner-Up Top County Bred Steer, and Grace Lundy won Rate of Gain Honors with her steer. Here to give us an update on what to expect today at the Jackson County Fair is Board Member Michelle Baxter.
Thursday, July 22nd, sponsored by General Mills. At 7 o'clock, OMTPA Truck and Tractor Pools will be on the main stage at the grandstand, sponsored by Belicio and General Mills. And again, shows throughout the day starting at 9 a.m.
And the Vinton County Junior Fair is ready to begin its 8-day run, beginning on Saturday at 7 p.m. with the Queen's Contest at the Terry Fout Memorial Stage. Since June of 2019, when the fair ended, several physical improvements have been made to the fairgrounds. One of those projects is the reconditioning of the Fern Krueger Memorial Building. Another building improvement has been Mullins Pizza Fairgrounds location, which was at one time the former 4-H and FFA booth. Mullins Pizza owner J.C. Mullins has enclosed the building, added air conditioning, and provided both inside and outside dining. Fairgrounds will not only be open during the fair, but also during many of the other major events held there during the year. The fair also has a big lineup next week, including a demolition derby on Tuesday. On Friday the 30th, there'll be a livestock auction beginning at 5 p.m. There'll also be a fireworks show, which will be held immediately after the auction. On Saturday, July 31st, there's a truck and tractor pull at 7, along with a dog show at noon. For more information on the Vinton County Junior Fair, you can log on to their Facebook page at Vinton County Junior Fair or visit their website, VintonCountyJuniorFair.com/schedule. In state news, the updated daily numbers from the Ohio Department of Health yesterday showed that coronavirus cases are continuing to increase in Ohio. Here's ONN's Yolanda Harris.
785 new cases, and that is the highest total we've seen in a single day since May 25th. We also had 66 new hospitalizations. We're currently averaging around 450 new COVID-19 cases a day, but that number is growing larger every day. When we look at our current vaccine numbers, more than 48% of Ohioans have had at least one dose, and more than 45% are fully vaccinated. I'm Yolanda Harris.
In other news today, the J. Floyd Dixon Memorial Fund of the Columbus Foundation has awarded grants totaling $52,000 to 15 nonprofit and local governmental organizations serving Jackson County. Ms. Bonnie Huffman of Wellston, who chairs the Dixon Funds Advisory Committee, stated that the committee had received a record number of applications seeking funds far in excess of the fund's available resources. She said this made the application review process particularly challenging. The successful applicants this year were Elizabeth Hope's Pregnancy Resources, Jackson City Library, Jackson City Schools, Jackson County Family and Children's First Council, Jackson County Board on Aging, Jackson Vinton Community Action, Make Wellston Beautiful Incorporated, Oak Hill Union Local School Districts, Southern Hills Arts Council, Warriors for Christ, Wellston City Schools, and the Jackson Area YMCA. For the complete list of grant winners, check out upcoming issues of The Telegram or online at thetelegramnews.com. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating a two-vehicle fatality-related crash that occurred just after 11 a.m. Wednesday morning west of Oak Hill on Slab Hill Road, which is State Route 327, near its intersection with State Route 279. According to the patrol, a pickup truck was traveling north on Slab Hill Road while a car was driving south on Slab Hill Road. The car failed to yield half the roadway, striking the pickup truck. The driver of the car was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Jackson County coroner. The driver and passenger of the truck sustained no injuries. The roadway was closed for approximately 2 hours. No names were immediately released due to the crash remaining under investigation. The Jackson County Land Reutilization Corporation, better known as the Land Bank Board, met recently via Zoom, and several updates were provided regarding past, present, and future projects. The next meeting of the Jackson County Land Bank is set for Tuesday at 10:45. If this meeting is held, it'll be in person at the office of the Jackson County Commissioners on Portsmouth Street for the complete list of past, present, and future projects that the Land Bank are considering. Check out the latest issue of the Telegram. The Oak Hill Village Council is extending internet and phone services to both the vehicle impound lot and the Margaret Ann Pool. During the Oak Hill Village Council meeting held on Tuesday, July 13th, council voted to spend just under $1,700 of the village's Federal CARES Act money to pay for these communications extensions. In other news from that meeting, Mayor McNeil reported a large stretch of sidewalk work near the tobacco station store on East Main Street had been completed. The section was in poor shape, and the village was able to replace it. Chief Ward also announced the village's new police cars in Columbus, and the police equipment will be installed soon before it's delivered to the village. Oak Hill Village Council will meet again in regular session on Tuesday at 6 p.m. The Lexi Vest Hope Rising Scholarship is a scholarship funded by Warriors for Christ. That scholarship is named after a 2018 Jackson High School graduate, Lexi Vest, who overcame multiple barriers and challenges to find successes. This year's scholarship recipients were Mason Peril and Hannah Haley from Jackson High School. The Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce's annual golf outing is set to make its return this year, and it's been rescheduled after an unfavorable weather forecast prompted a cancellation back in June. The new date is Thursday, July 29th. Registration takes place at 7:30. Shotgun start is at 8:30. It'll be at the Franklin Valley Golf Course. For more information, you can contact the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce on their website, jacksonohiochamber.com. Finally today, JVAC of Jackson County has announced their date for their 2021 charity golf tournament. That event will be happening this Saturday, July 24th at the Franklin Valley Golf Course. Registration's at 8 a.m. Shotgun start at 8:30. If you have any questions or you would like more information, you can contact John Pelletier at 418-2629. Again, from Total Media Studios in Jackson, I'm Matt McKee, and that was your local news.